Hello, and welcome back to the Marketing Slice by Hurry, the show where the team at Hurry give you all the latest marketing insights, hints, and tips that aim to help you improve your results right now. I'm Ashley, and in this episode, we will be discussing the best KPIs for a marketing agency to measure. So let's get stuck right in. The nature of working in a marketing agency is one of extremely high pressure. Marketers will need to successfully juggle numerous projects and deadlines, work with multiple teams and client types, often with high expectations, while also managing their own marketing efforts for the agency itself. It is an exceptionally busy environment, and therefore it is understandable that it can become overwhelming at times, particularly when the majority of clients want a regular, open stream of communication and expect to see results fast. It's vital that the agency creates trust and builds a good relationship with their clients if they want it to be a long-lasting and successful relationship. One way to do that, and to make their own lives easier, is to provide client reports quickly, ensuring they are easy to interpret and understand. While each report is specific to each client and metrics tracked in one may not be tracked in another, the importance of pleasing the client with readily available and quick reports should not be overlooked. Working in such a highly competitive market, it can be difficult to stand out from the crowd. Many brands are beginning to bring their digital marketing expertise in-house, meaning there are fewer opportunities to acquire new clients, making customer retention even more important than ever. To run a successful marketing agency and keep your clients happy, you need to be able to showcase the performance of campaigns, highlight the value of your services, and show that your client is getting a good return on their investment. Reporting the progress of marketing activities to the client should not be a painful or time-consuming process. Each account manager within the agency has multiple clients who expect regular updates on their projects. Preparing these individual client reports can become extremely laborious and cumbersome. However, this is not the case when using the right tools, such as an automated marketing analytics dashboard. Marketing dashboards can provide a unified experience for your clients to view and understand campaign performance, without which hours may be wasted manually collecting and combining data to retrieve the same insights. A real-time marketing analytics dashboard will allow agencies and their clients to pick and choose the metrics that clearly show the progress and performance of their efforts. Before starting any type of marketing campaign, you need to know how you're going to define success. What is important to one client may not be to another, so it's crucial you have a clear understanding of the goals of each of your clients. While a startup SaaS company will focus highly on customer acquisition costs and monthly recurring revenues, an e-commerce company will focus on the average order value and the shopping cart abandonment rate. The KPIs and metrics you use to measure will also change based on the type of campaign you're running, whether it's an SEO, pay-per-click, or email campaign, where data will be collected from various different tools and platforms. So let's now discuss the benefits of using a marketing dashboard and how it can help you in your marketing agency. The first benefit is regular collaboration with your clients. Communicating with your clients is vital. By regularly providing them with campaign updates by way of a marketing dashboard, you keep your clients actively involved in decision-making processes and future planning. Your clients will have a greater sense of what activities are taking place and have the opportunity to ask questions and request changes. By engaging with your clients in this way, you naturally build and increase rapport with them, making it much more likely that they will remain loyal to your agency. Another benefit of using a marketing dashboard is the ease of use when managing multi-client data. Collating reports, graphs, and tables for multiple clients is a very time-consuming process, especially when you obtain the data from different sources and tools. It can be very easy to make a mistake in the figures or copy and paste the wrong information into the wrong client report. By using an automated marketing dashboard, all you need to do is set up the metrics and KPIs for each client and let them automatically update, saving you valuable time and resources. Using a dashboard also allows you to share snapshots instantly through a link or an email. Clients often expect their account managers to reply immediately with results from campaigns. However, this is often not feasible or achievable. By using a marketing dashboard, you can quickly export the data as a snapshot and share it instantly with your client. With Hurry, you can share this directly to your client's inbox or generate a shareable link that anyone can view. So the next time your client asks how well their marketing campaign is performing, you can reply within minutes with the information they need. Using a client dashboard will also allow your clients to make confident and clear decisions. The benefit of viewing progress on a marketing dashboard is that it gives a clear view of how activities and campaigns are performing. It's easy to overwhelm your client by providing them with too much information, which might result in them making decisions that aren't based on relevant data. With a KPI dashboard, your client has a real, visible data point that can be used to help in data-driven decisions rather than decisions based on their intuition or gut feeling. The final benefit of a marketing dashboard is that it gives a visual and straightforward way of campaign reporting. Providing key values in a dashboard format is a much more visually engaging way and provides the client with an at-a-glance, clear overview of how a campaign is performing. Visual information has been proven to improve the brain's ability to understand and interpret information faster. So let's now look at the examples of KPIs that a marketing agency should track. While it will be impossible to give a definitive list of KPIs that each agency should include, there are a few that should be included that will give the client reassurance and data to show that the money they are spending with your agency is being put to good use. Here are a few examples that you should be tracking frequently. First up, we have website traffic to lead ratio. Most often, a website is the first point of contact a customer typically has with a business. Tracking the percentage of visitors that come to your client's site who turn into actual leads is important because if they are not converting, then something is going wrong. To calculate the website traffic to lead ratio, you need to get the amount of leads from your website and divide this by the total number of website visitors. Tracking these figures allows you to make tweaks to ensure that your website traffic turns into customers. You can use the formula to calculate the conversion rate at different points on the website and improve where necessary by updating the landing pages, CTAs, pop-up forms, copy, or by adding customer reviews and testimonials. Next up, we have customer lifetime value. This is the total amount of revenue a customer generates throughout their relationship with your business. Tracking customer lifetime value is essential for evaluating the potential and future success of the business. Until you know how much money you can generate from an average customer, it will be much more difficult to know how much to spend on acquiring a new one. Once you know what you can gain from a typical customer, you can increase or decrease spending to ensure you maximize profitability and continue to attract the right types of customers. An increasing customer lifetime value highlights that you are keeping your clients' customers happy, reducing customer churn, and connecting with leads the right way. The third KPI to measure is marketing qualified leads. Ideally, you want visits to your client's website to increase, but what good is it if they don't convert into viable leads that are likely to buy? An MQL is a lead that has engaged with your client and could become a more serious prospect if you nurture the relationship. Examples of marketing qualified leads include those who have signed up to a software demo or a trial, submitted an email address for a newsletter, added items to their shopping cart, or visited the site repeatedly or spent a long time browsing. Out of all your marketing qualified leads, how many move on to become a sales qualified lead? Unlike a marketing qualified lead who has the potential to become a serious prospect, a sales qualified lead is deemed as ready for the sales team to follow up. Monitoring the number of MQLs that convert into SQLs is one of the best ways to determine the overall quality of leads and is a great indicator of how well your lead generation and lead nurturing strategies are working. When adding this metric to your dashboard, you may want to consider tracking the following metrics to help provide context for the figure. Your average sales cycle length, the SQL to win conversion rate, and the average purchase value. Another important KPI to monitor is customer churn. This is the percentage of customers that stop doing business with a company after a certain period of time. You can calculate the churn rate by dividing the number of customers lost during a time period by the number of customers there was at the beginning of that same time period. In an ideal world, once a customer buys from your client, they will remain loyal. As we all know, this isn't always achievable, so some degree of customer churn is normal. Measuring the churn rate is important as a high churn rate suggests your client's customers are not receiving the desired value from the product. Next up is the social media conversion rates. This is the number of users who perform the actions outlined in a social media post, for example, subscribing to a mailing list, visiting a landing page, or making a purchase. Having a high conversion rate shows that the post is delivering value to your client's audience and suggests that the content is relevant to their followers. While conversion rate is important to monitor, agencies should also consider a few other social media metrics. One metric to consider is the engagement. This is the number of likes, comments, shares, and general interactions that a social post receives. An account with lots of followers is pointless if the audience isn't regularly interacting with the content. Another important metric is the follower growth rate. This is the speed at which your client's brand following increases. It's obvious that you want to gain more followers than lose them. The reach of each post is also important to measure. This is used to determine who sees the content. It could be the number of people who saw a tweet, an Instagram story, or a Facebook event page. Lastly, we have site traffic from social media. Looking at the traffic to your client's website is a good way to see how effective social posts with website links are performing. If you invest a lot of time and effort into your client's social media content, you want to make sure there is a high percentage of website traffic coming from those channels. The final KPI that you should be tracking as a marketing agency is return on investment. This measures how much profit is generated from a campaign and will be of particular interest to your client. They will want to know that the money they are investing in your agency is being well spent and generating valuable leads and revenue. The return on investment reflects the profit generated from a specific campaign after subtracting the costs associated with the campaign. Once the return on investment is calculated, it can be used to justify marketing spend and budget allocation for ongoing and future campaigns and initiatives. Once the return on investment is calculated, it can be used to justify marketing spend and budget allocation for ongoing and future campaigns and initiatives. While the metrics we've discussed in this podcast are a great starting point, they aren't an exhaustive list. Depending on the requirements and goals of your client, the KPIs that are most crucial to track will change. The Perfect Marketing Agency Analytics Dashboard will include all the KPIs that provide you and your client with enough information to understand the bigger picture of the marketing performance without overwhelming them with unnecessary detail. Reporting in the form of an automated dashboard quickly shows how well your strategies are performing and makes it much easier to discuss the future expectations and plans because you're all working from the same data. Track and visualize your KPIs in real time with Hurry. Book a free demo today and discover how to truly harness the power of analytics and transform your company reporting using cross-platform dashboards. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then you can subscribe for free anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to share with a friend if you think they might enjoy it. And don't forget, you can find other resources like guides, videos, blogs, and infographics over on our website at www.hurry.co. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.